Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. Jesus is not a big commandment person, though. There's only one really, in John's gospel, there's only one real commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. It's very simple. And in this love that comes from God and comes through us into other people and comes from God from other people into us, through this, God will be with us. Jesus will be with us. And Jesus will send an advocate. And that's what I think God sends. This connection of love to advocate for us. And who doesn't need an advocate, right? I mean, what does the Spirit of God look like? The Spirit of advocacy look like? Well, when we are struggling, God comes to us in all kinds of different ways. People who come along and walk alongside of us. That's an advocate. So, one place where I've heard of an advocate lately, it's kind of funny because that word came up to me in Scripture this week, as it does, and darned if all these advocates don't start showing up. So, there's a story of Juan, who's he's a parapro at school, and there's a kid at school that he has been working with, and he knows the kid's situation, and he knows that the kid, his mom's not in the picture, his dad's not doing very well, and he comes to school. He always comes late, and he hasn't been fed breakfast, and so Juan knows this. Why? Because Juan knows something about going to school hungry. And so he sneaks in and gives the kid a snack every once in a while. As soon as the kid shows up, Juan's there, here, have a snack. It'll get you through. Well, apparently this is a problem because it's sort of interrupting of the flow of the day, right? The whole system is not set up for one kid to get something that other kids aren't getting, or at the different times, or interrupting, all this stuff. Everybody knows that the system is set up, and it's important. The system has to have a system, right? And yet, here's this kid who needs something, and he has an advocate. Because Juan is an advocate. That's the Spirit of God. That's the Spirit of truth. Even though, for Juan, it's vulnerable. Because he gets in trouble sometimes for doing it. But he's the advocate that Jesus is talking about. There's also advocate. I always think about my mother-in-law, Jean Wagner, wonderful woman. She used to write to the men on death row and visited them on death row as an advocate. Right? The whole world thinks those people deserve to die. Here's my mother-in-law writing them loving letters about how God loves them. And here's them writing back, "Dear Mom, thank you so much for this beautiful letter. It gives me hope in this dismal place. When are you going to come see me?" Right? And she does. And she did. That's the Spirit of advocacy. And it's beautiful. Where else do you see the Spirit of advocacy? Well, all right, connected to that one is its Synod Assembly, of all places, the Synod Assembly, right? So there was a resolution brought up to condemn. In Idaho, they have voted that you can use the firing squad now if you can't get chemicals for lethal injection. Lord have mercy. And it's passed. And the Synod Assembly, the Northwest Intermountain Synod, wrote a resolution and passed it unanimously condemning such things and condemning capital punishment in general because it is inconsistent with our faith. Advocacy. And no matter how we think about it, there we are walking with people who are otherwise rejected by our society. Because we are called to love as Christ loved us. Another resolution that was passed at the Synod Assembly was this. A resolution, can you imagine, we have to have a resolution like this, but we do, that transgender people are human beings in the image of God, and that they are to be loved and to be received and to be prayed for, advocated for, because they are 4 or 5 times more likely to receive violence because they are transgender. They are way more likely to be abstracted in our minds than others. Like, we can have all kinds of opinions and confusions and confusions.